This is an executive summary of DSD returns and fees, what you actually keep, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Two questions decide whether a DST is a good investment: what will it actually return, and what will it cost to get there? Both are harder to answer than the marketing implies. Returns come from two different places that don't move together. Distributions are targets rather than promises, and fees arrive in layers that quietly compound. This memo is a framework for reading the economics of any DST critically. None of the figures here are predictions, just the anatomy of how the money works. For how returns and fees fit the bigger picture, see our complete guide to Delaware statutory trusts. Your total return from a DST is the sum of two distinct streams, and conflating them is the most common analytical mistake. The first is current income, your share of the property's net cash flow, paid out as distributions over the hold. The second is the capital result at sale, your share of the gain or loss when the sponsor sells the property at full cycle. These move independently. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.